America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we know the Saints are going to see the Falcons on Sunday, and they will be without Dennis Allen, who was relieved of his duties as head coach. Instead, the interim will be Darren Rizzi, who will lead the Saints against Atlanta. And so Coach Raheem Morris, as a member of Squid Nation, reminded us, Chris, calling in, saying that Raheem Morris has been in this position before. When Dan Quinn was let go, he took over as the interim head coach of a team. So Morris, he said that when a coach gets fired in that situation, doesn't mean everything they were doing was bad. That's what he had to say about Dennis Allen. But then he went on to say, it's just about applying your message and getting those guys to try to play for you. We know how good of a coach Rizzi is and some of the things he can do. So we better show up ready to go, because we also know what that looks like from the other side.
It's actually a good, I love the fact that you had that quote, because I know personally, and I don't think he would ever say what he did or didn't do, but I know when DQ was let go, that there were a few things that Raheem changed, and I think it just kind of cleaned things up inside the building that maybe got the focus back and maybe more in tune. And the team did they were like, what, they were 0-5 or 6 when they fired DQ, I think.
Ugh.
In 2020.
Brutal.
And I know Rod was able to make the team a little more competitive, get some wins out of them, and obviously, you know, the rest is what it is. But it's a good point, because there just might be one or two things that Rizzi corrects or changes, maybe is a better way to put it, and it could do a lot for the team. They have gotten in a little bit of a rut. They have gotten some guys back. Now they are going to be possibly without Olave and Shahid for sure this week, so maybe that'll help the Falcons. But they've gotten healthy in a lot of spots, and we'll see some guys like DeMario Davis that we didn't see last time.
Yeah, and look, I think it's worth mentioning, I've been in this situation where you play under an interim coach. Now, granted, I was in college, and I was playing under a guy named Joe Kynes after Mike Shula was let go. All right, anybody that remembers the halftime interview of the Independence Bowl, man, it was electric. Joe Kynes was coming out there talking about inside trap. But I think a lot of times coordinators in these types of situations are able to breathe life into a team, because they have, first of all, they have a lot less stress on their plate. When you talk about coordinator, like they're allowed to kind of have their own persona and show their personality inside of a locker room. And so they're a little bit less weight on their shoulders. There's not as many expectations. They're not so much worried about, you know, what next year is going to bring. They know it might be different or difficult. And so I think the team a lot of times plays hard for these guys, these interim head coaches, and I think they play more free, right? And I think they play with their backs against the wall and something to prove, obviously, and all of them want a job next season. But I think they also, it's almost like a lightened the mood. It's like, well, this season's not going well. Might as well just play really hard. And I think that's probably the version you'll get this weekend.
I think the building is going to have a lot to say about this game too. And what Saints fan shows up? And when I mean what, is it the 1990s Saints fans that used to wear the brown paper bags over their face?
No, absolutely not. No.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, look, 7 straight losses, it could be a light crowd. And if it is a light crowd, or the energy isn't what it normally is in that building, it could change the way this game is played.
Yeah.
But if that building is what it has been every time I've stepped foot in it, which to me is the it's the best home field advantage in football. I think it's the loudest building in the NFL.
It is loud.
Yeah, Tiff, you know how loud it can be in there. I have been to every stadium other than the Vegas stadium in the NFL. And to me, New Orleans is the loudest when it is rocking.
Mm.
And if that's the building that you walk into, if that's the atmosphere you walk into, then this is not going to be easy. I don't care how bad they've been.
Yeah.
And I go back to what we went to Tampa 2 weeks ago, Mike. And you and I and Tiff, we all talked about this game is not going to be easy. I don't care if they're missing Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. They're still a good football team now. I'm not saying the Saints are a good football team. But it's still an NFC South game. Coaching a staff that somewhat knows who you are. They've already played you once. It's not going to be easy. And you see last night that, you know, Tampa Bay played well. The NFL games are hard. Yeah. And they're really hard on the road.
All of a sudden, Cade Otton has become Tony Gonzalez down there in Tampa because,
good for us. Well, fantasy team.
Yeah, that's true. And when you back him up with Travis Kelce's been after Rashee Rice injury, then it's even better because he's on our fantasy team as well. No, I think it bears mentioning. And you know what's funny? I've actually talked about this a number of times. Bama plays LSU this weekend. I've already gotten, a couple of conversations going because they were both on buys this past week about the atmosphere in Baton Rouge. And a lot of those fans are crossover fans for whatever reason. Those are two tough places to play, be it the adult beverages being passed around or whatever it is, the climate around football down in the southern part of that state. It's hard to go play in either one of them. Now, granted, I had success at multiple times in either one, and so there are times when those fans definitely are the bag over the head type of fans. But I don't think that's what you're going to get this weekend. I don't think the team is so far down that that you'll have the crowd kind of lay off it all. So I think they will. I think they'll stand up and get crunk.
I hope some Falcons fans go.
If the season started off that way for them, which it did not, then you would probably have bags over heads because it would be a whole long stretch run of badness. But it didn't start off that way, so something.
I think they'll be angry. You
know. Well, I will say this: 2-0 was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, but I think because these Saints fans have tasted better seasons, like well, you're talking about the '90s. Fans.
Yeah.
It was a drought for a long,
there was
long,
some mid
2000s
in there too.
So, it was bad. It was bleak.
It was weird going through that list a minute ago of all the bad head coaches because you did. I mean, you got Mike Ditka was on there, and as far as his stint down with New Orleans, like there was a number of coaches we really like going, sheesh, man, why all these NFC South teams have had like 2 and 3 on all these lists of bad head coaches, but. I just think that those fans down there this weekend are going to be angry. And again, it goes back to the conversation we have at the top of the show. They can run the football, right? And if they are allowed to run the football on us early in the game, Derek Carr hits a couple play actions. I don't know who he's throwing to with Shakir and Olave out, right? You'll have to dig up some wide receiver depth. But if he's allowed to do that and then Taysom Hill comes in, goal line, all of a sudden if you can get the Falcons playing from behind – I think that plays into the Saints at home because now it's loud. Now you're rushing the passer. Now Kirk's not moving. We didn't run the ball well against them the first time around. And if Alvin Kamara is just shoving it down your throat every other play, you're going to be in for a 12-round fight here, man. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
Yeah, you can't. You can't let them get in third and second and short because it'll just be easy conversions. And they have and then Derek is it Rizzi? He ain't got nothing to lose. Are they going to do fire him? No. I mean, I think that's already done unless he somehow
You're
goes.
You're saying the trick plays.
I'm just saying is it, if it's four, I don't think there'll be a trick, a fake punt this week. I think they're just going to line up and go for it.
You're going to have Taysom Hill and Spencer Rattler in the backfield with Derek Carr on a couple of plays? Just throw it out. See what happens.
I would think Carr, Taysom, and Kamara. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it. Tampa had all three running backs in there with Baker Mayfield at one point. So I just don't think there's any you're not going to coach like you just got the job and you got a 4-year contract as the head coach and you're coaching there is no tomorrow as an interim coach.
No, they're going to let it all hang out. There's no doubt.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.